Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to try to, I mean, you didn't say you were coming back to help or anything, but it would have probably not been a horrible idea. But yeah, I got it done. It wasn't that hard. I just had to, you know, make sure that nothing blew off the roof. But yeah, that roof, I mean, it kind of goes to show, or like it, you know, I kind of got a firsthand experience of what the wind is like up there. And, you know, there's no escaping it. It is very strong. You know, it's not like the Comtech roof where there's like wind walls and, you know, abatement for that. I assume that's what that stuff is. It might just be, you know, something else, but boy, does it work for the wind. But yeah, up on that roof, you know, it's, you're very exposed. I actually kind of remember back in the day, they used to land helicopters on the roof. I don't think it was that same section, but I remember, you know, I lived in this area for 25 to 30 years or so, and I remember seeing and, like, being amazed to see a helicopter landing over there. Now they land in the parking lot, but I swear they used to land on the roof there, and I don't see how they would have done that now, because there's no... there's just a hatch. There's no way they could get a stretcher and a person down that hatch and down a 15-foot ladder. You know, they would never do that. So, but yeah, I don't know. Pretty interesting.